Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequences, we were taught that when we pray, we need to pray for God's will, not that God will bless what we plan to do anyways. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Matthew 22:13, then said the king to his servants, "Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Bound in this lake of fire, outer darkness, you wouldn't even be able to see in front of your face if you put your hand there and held it there for 10 minutes. See, the account in Luke 16 shows us the man in hell. He has no hope, no food, but the desire for food and drink and hope. And he said that he is tormented in this flame. In other words, forever and ever, the person who dies without Christ is an execration, a curse, an astonishment, and a reproach, and they'll never see the place God had prepared for those that love him. And the tragedy is, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If they had repented and believed the gospel, Christ would save them. The if means you've got to do your part of believing and repentance. Now, my friend, let me just say right off the bat here, there is absolutely no pleasure in being right about the imminent catastrophe awaiting people in eternity without Christ. Especially since these are people we love. And God loves you. And you die without him, you'll go to hell over the broken heart of Jesus Christ. But nonetheless, you'll be in hell. Now, in this 42nd chapter of Jeremiah, God has given the remnant that is left a promise of good if they'll just simply obey him, and a promise of evil if they disobey him. Jerusalem is burned. It's desolate. The man who was left in charge by the king of Babylon has been assassinated. So, here they are faced with the choice of the fear of the Lord or the fear of the king of Babylon. And so they'd come to Jeremiah to ask him to pray for them, and they find out God's will. But what they said is that whatever God's will is, we'll do it. That turns out to be a lie. At first, they were headed to Egypt, and someone decided, well, we need to inquire of God first. You know, we need to say a prayer about this. And they're just praying to ask God to bless what they were going to do, not praying to say, God, what do you want me to do? It was their will. Now notice verse 20 there. He says, "For ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we'll do it." Well, that's a lie. Especially when you think of some of the things he said back here in verses 2 through 6, there he says, they said, "Let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, for all this remnant for we left are left but few of them, many as thine eyes behold us. And he asked him to pray that the Lord would show us wherein we ought to walk, and the thing that we ought to do. He said that the Lord is a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all the things which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Whether it be good or evil, we'll obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it might be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Now, all those words sounded good. Problem is, as good as the words sounded, they did not mean them. They did not say what they meant, and they did not mean what they said. How tragic. How very tragic. Now, any preacher would like to hear people saying these words. Boy, he'd like that coming from the mouth of God's people. Whatever God says, we'll do it, preacher. You just preach the word and you tell us what God wants and we'll do it. Well, they could see the condition of the country. They also knew the power of the army of the king of Nebuchadnezzar. When everything seems against us and defeat is imminent, this is how the Christian needs to pray. Now, my friend, we are living in the Friday night of history. The Sabbath rest of prophecy is not far away. Before that rest is a tribulation to come as the earth has never known. It's like the nation of Israel in our text that has lost all. And God had told them how it would be if they had disobeyed. Now, God wants to save these people out of a tribulation if they will simply come to him and obey. They've said the right words, but do they have the right heart? And again, it just comes like salvation. So often we go around telling people, pray this prayer as if it's the hocus pocus prayer. They're the magic words. Just say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me, save me. Now I can go on and live like I want to. No, you don't have a right heart. You don't have a repentant heart that actually wants cleansed from your sin, that wants Christ to take my sin from me. You're not like that. You don't want him to take it away. And so as a result, you're not saved. Today, iniquity abounds while the love of many waxes cold. But the Bible told us it'd be like that just before the rapture, so we ought to look up if we are saved. But if you're not living for Jesus, that's kind of hard to look up because you're going to be saved so as by fire. And so we see as a result today the love of many waxes cold. We've exchanged the kind of love God has for the kind of love that the world has. Therefore, the apostasy deepens. The spirit of lawlessness permeates us as it did in the day of our text in Israel. Governments and world maps change overnight, as the world is filled with perplexity. So the church turns to the arm of the flesh. They despise the old paths. I'm thinking of Jeremiah 6:16, where it says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. You see, the way they would have had rest for their souls if they had obeyed, knowing the word of God, seeking the right ways, and following them. But instead, they wanted to follow the flesh. They refused. You know, the Jerusalem they had then was laying in ruins, just like God had said it would. They had that witness before their eyes, and they still will end up refusing. Galatians 4:4 tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ came in the fullness of the time. It was at a time when sin reached its pinnacle. Israel sojourned in Egypt for 400 years because the iniquity of the Amorites was not quite full. But that day came. And 1 Corinthians 10 tells us, these things of the Old Testament are written for our admonition. And that being the case, my friend, we understand that judgment is near. The time of judgment is almost here. The rapture is almost here. Now, Israel was sent by God into Israel the first time. Because, again, God had a timetable, and there'd be another 400 years before they could enter the land. Well, God has a timetable he hasn't told me about, and he hasn't told us about. But he only told us that if we can know when it's near, even at the doors. My friend, that time is very close. But let's consider again the scriptures. There we find out in Matthew 24:11-12 of these last days, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You know, this is talking about the positive preachers, positive only. And that is the majority of them. They've watered down doctrine. Many false prophets shall arise, we're told. In 2 Timothy 3:12-13, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving, being deceived. You know, that's a promise there as well. If you're going to live godly, you're going to have persecution. Now, it may be physical, it may be a mental persecution, it might be an attack of the devil, it just might be the things people say to you and their rejection of people. But it's interesting that the many false prophets say, I read Matthew 24, now living godly brings persecution, seducers, waxing worse and worse, deceiving, being deceivers. More often than not, talks about religious people that are doing the persecuting. In 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also that in the last days, perilous, that is dangerous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Now, all those things I just read there, doesn't that sound like the newspapers on any given day in this world? Now, he tells Christians to turn away from those things. Now, there are those out there preaching that you tell people to turn away from these things, that you're a legalist. But again, I come back with, that's right, you're either obedient to the Word of God or you're a legalist that's obedient to the desires of the flesh or the lust of the flesh. What kind of a legalist are you? Revelation chapter 9, verse 20 and 21. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their fornication, nor their thefts. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."